recap Redlintie County Commissioners meeting from yesterday morning. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good, doing good. Had a week off, of course, with Labor Day and everything, so typically those agendas kind of pile up, don't they?
They tend to, yep, yep. It wasn't too bad of an agenda, though, this week. You bet.
Let's get right to it. The agenda from yesterday morning, anything, citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present yesterday, Rich.
Review accounts payable claims?
We did that.
Board of Equalization meeting, you had a visit, Treasurer Crystal Dack?
Yeah, we had a couple things there. One was a tax roll correction to Shannon Carfield's property. It was a house and a garage that was taken down, so they prorated that out on taxes and made some changes there. And then also we had a second item was a motor vehicle tax exemption for community hospital on a dump trailer, Rich. So the board approved both the tax roll correction and the motor vehicle tax exemption on that portion. And so that concluded that. We did have a couple compliment letters to the treasurer's office from Dick Trail and Lee Hoyt, just letting the gals know that they're doing a good job up there.
That's
so
terrific. That's
you
good.
Bet. You bet. It's always good to hear some positive.
You bet. Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and discussion of the future of the waste facility.
Yes, sir. This has been a work in progress. We've had Billy Cole and some of the other support staff, Red Willow Western Fire Department staff, who have been down there cleaning the place up, and it's looking wonderful. We're getting some things organized and getting things in order down there. It was time to make a decision on how we were going to and what we were going to do with this facility. So yesterday, the board, we voted to hire Billy Cole as the new director, along with her support staff, some other Red Willow County Western Fire Department members. Obviously, you were pretty excited about it. They're well trained. At minimum, they're all hazmat technicians, so they do know what they're handling there, and it'll work well, Rich, because it'll be a double deal where we can collect not only that household hazardous waste, but also provide training for the fire department down there, because they respond to motor vehicle accidents and do cleanups and that sort of thing. So it'll be a good training ground for them as well. So we voted to hire Billy Cole. Like I said, to take that over, the position will be paid for with grant money. We've been working closely with Environment and Energy, and it sounds like we'll get another grant to operate that. We're going to constitute it essentially as a regional collection facility. We are going to suspend travel outside of the community, so if you have stuff, you can just bring it down there. They will collect it, package it, and get it ready for shipment to ship it off to places like Clean Harbors and such for disposal. They're going to have an open house on October 7th down there. Kind of that's our kickoff, basically, to opening it up. The public are welcome to come down there, bring your items. Again, on our Red Willow County website, there's a list of items that you can bring down there for disposal. And so we hope some people come on down there, take a look around, and Billy can show you around and see what we do down there.
All right.
You bet.
Everything's a go with that one.
Yes, sir.
Consent agenda had some items there as well.
We did. Item number one was to approve the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting. Item number two was to approve accounts payable claims. And then item number three was authorized chairman's signature on a drug and alcohol testing agreement with Medical Enterprises, Inc. And then item number four was surplus 1997 Peterbilt semi for road district number three. We approved all four items. Accounts payable was in the amount of $565,834.60. Kind of a large accounts payable, but we had armor coat in there this go around. We did get our armor coat project finished up here, and so that bill was in there. And then we did approve the drug and alcohol testing for our CDL drivers, which was recommended to us by NIRMA, so we went ahead and approved to do that. And we surplus that semi up at District 3 that had burnt down here some months ago, so we're going to surplus that out and get rid of that, Rich.
Correspondence had a couple of items there as well.
Yeah, item number one was Tax Evaluation Review Commission property valuation protest appeal by Ryan Wilcox. We had a protest here with the Board of Equalization back in July, and then if you're not satisfied with how we vote or go on that, then you can take it to Turk, the state, and so that's what Ryan's chosen to do. And then also item number two is City of McCook notice of public hearing regarding replat of Lot 1 Heritage Point Addition Number 2. So that was something that they discussed, I believe, last night at a council meeting. So
And then a couple items on reports.
Yes, sir. We had the sheriff's, clerk's, sheriff's report, clerk's report, district, county clerk's monthly revenue report. The clerk's office took in $9,876.40, and the district county clerk's office took in $1,858.93. So we looked at those reports. Those looked good. And then item number two was Nebraska Department of Natural Resources reports on Road 722, Schlegel Road, and Van Fleet dams. Basically, the state of Nebraska will come in and look at the dam structures and make sure that if there's any recommendations on modifications, clearing of trees, vegetation, that sort of thing. So we got reports on that from the state of Nebraska.
And that was the agenda from yesterday morning.
That was the agenda. You bet.
All right. You've got a couple of more meetings coming up here. Two more for the month of September.
Yes, sir. We do. We got on the 18th will be the next time we meet. Yes, sir.
All right. And once again, we always say the public invited to come on down to the meetings at 9 o'clock Monday morning at the courthouse and send in if they want.
You bet. Absolutely. Everybody's welcome.